and Mike. Next week, Sunday, the Super Bowl. However you're going to participate, if you are. This one man was given a ticket to the Super Bowl. And he sat up there in the nosebleed section, way, way up in the top part of the stands. And he, as the game went on, he began to look down and he spotted an empty seat on the 50-yard line. So he goes down below and he sits down in this seat next to an elderly man. And he says, "What a beautiful view." He says, "How come nobody's sitting in this seat? It's a shame." And the elderly man said, "Well, my wife and I were married for years and years and years, and we never once missed a Super Bowl game. But now, she died." "Well," the man said, sitting next to this elderly man, "well, why didn't you bring a friend?" He said, "They're all at the funeral." "They're all at the funeral." So Ezra the priest, the scribe, and Nehemiah the prophet called together all of the people, men and women, young people, old enough to understand. That's why the young people left before. Do you notice that? Because they don't understand, but they're being taught. But those who could understand. And what did Nehemiah the priest prophet do? Bless the people. And they all raised their hands and praising God. And once they understood, oh, they began to repent, because they knew that because they were sent into exile, the temple was destroyed. It was their sins. And so they knelt down and they wept and they cried. And Nehemiah Ezra said, "No, don't do that, because rejoicing in the Lord has to be your strength. Go out, celebrate. This is a new day. The Lord has given us a new future. So be happy, eat well, celebrate." And so we are here today because Jesus went into the synagogue and there were those eyes looking upon him. And he recited from Isaiah, from the scroll, Isaiah the prophet, "Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal those who were afflicted, heal the blind." And so as he sat down, they all looked intensely upon him. But he said, "Today, this scripture passage is being fulfilled in your hearing." He was proclaiming that passage from 61 of Isaiah, that he was that prophet. He was the Messiah. It is now being fulfilled in the sight of everybody. And that reminds us, when we come to the Lord, because we're all part of the body of Christ, when we come to the Lord in any other circumstances, I'm going to give you an example. We are going now from the football season. We're still into now the basketball season. And in a month or so, we'll begin the baseball season. And they will be in training. And that reminds me of a man by the name of Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth, a Catholic. And he admitted the fact that he was falling away from the church, although he always recognized his God and his Savior. But he was no longer part of the body of the church. Now, it was in December on a very cold day back in 64. I'm sorry, it was in 46. In 46, not 64. That's when I was ordained a priest, by the way. I was born in 38. But it was in 46 that Babe Ruth went to the hospital in New York. He was going to go into a critical surgery. He was very ill, very sick. His friend, Paul Carey said, "Babe, you are going into a very important surgery tomorrow. Don't you think you should call a priest?" And he thought about that, and he agreed. And they called in a priest. And the priest spent about an hour or two with the babe that night before his surgery. And he made a complete, perfect confession, admitted everything of his life, and turned his life over to Christ. And the priest, after giving absolution, said to Babe, "Babe, tomorrow morning I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you Holy Communion. I'm going to bring the Lord to you." And Babe said, "I'll fast. I won't even drink water." And he went through the surgery after receiving Jesus in Holy Communion. He received his Lord and Savior. First, his sins were forgiven, and then in a personal relationship, he gave his life over to Christ again. Now, Babe did not die after that surgery. He lived another year and a half. And back in August of 48, he died at the age of 53. At the age of 53, Babe Ruth went home to heaven as a reformed, converted Catholic. He gave his life back to Christ. That's what these scriptures are all about. When Jesus walked out of that synagogue on that Sabbath day, they all looked intently at him. And he said, "Now the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And I've come to heal, to forgive, to give life." Remember, the glory of the Lord, to glorify the Lord, to be your glory, is your strength, because Jesus is always our strength. I would pray and hope for myself and for yourselves, whenever you are in a critical situation of surgery or illness, remember, confess your sins. And in the time and moment when you feel that the Lord is going to call you home, you can make a good confession. You can be anointed with the sacrament of the sick. You can receive Christ in communion if you are still in that state of mind and heart to receive the Lord. So that when you leave this world, you will leave this world because the Lord will be your strength. Jesus invites us always. We are part of his body. Yes, let the Lord be your strength. Today, every day, every Sunday, every moment, every hour of our lives is a time to celebrate. To celebrate your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Take him into your heart and let him be your strength all your days. But sometimes we have to be like Babe Ruth, admitting that maybe we're not perfect and maybe we need something more special. We need Jesus Christ. We need his personal gift of love, forgiveness, and peace. Let that be our strength. Let's rise now, and we're going to